thank all of you members of the public who took the time to come out this evening, and appreciate your being here. It's your meeting.
Thank you.
Our next public hearing is subdivision 2006-60, Albert L. Joseph.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, by dividing 31.33 acres into four lots located south of Road 72, 258 feet east of Road 458. I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, I passed down a copy of the survey. We have received a letter of no objection from BELDOT. They're going to grant a combined entrance for lots 89. Lot 10 will have a single entrance located along the western property line as shown on the plan. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. Yes, sir.
Yeah, my name is Albert L. Joseph. This is my father, Albert E. Joseph.
How
it was
doing?
Originally a 34-acre field, and we broke off 7 three-quarter lots on Road 458, and now we're just trying to break off 3 lots on Road 72.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll see if anybody's got any questions.
Okay.
Mr. Smith, we're going to start with you since Mr. Gordy's not here.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that. By this plan, all these lots are in excess of 3/4 acre?
Yes, uh-huh. Actually, they're 0.84 acres and 0.82 acres and 0.87 acres.
Yeah. Has there been site evaluations for septic feasibility done on these lots?
Yes, uh-huh, that's already been done.
I guess Mr. Abbott or Mr. Lank would have them.
We usually don't have a copy.
For strip lots.
Good question. I
apologize for my confusion. I had another site plan that I had been looking at and mistook it for this one. So, will there be deed restrictions on the properties? Anything as far as?
Yeah, Lawrence Lank usually puts on there that farmers can. Like have dust and that kind of stuff. That's what he did on the last time.
Agricultural notice.
Yeah.
What do you expect for the type of house? Is it going to be stick built or modular?
Stick built.
That's all the questions I have at this time.
All right, so Mr. Johnson.
The remainder lot or remainder acres, that's what you're hoping perhaps in the future to develop? Is that?
No, we've got the field sold. We were supposed to split off 3 lots up front and then leave 1 large lot in the back.
So the large lot in the back, is that, because I believe we looked at this area before, have we not, Mr. Abbott?
Five through 7, we're going through here.
Okay. And the lands of the Albert and Lori Joseph, is that part of the remainder lot?
It's in Albert E. Joseph and Karen E. Joseph, and it's left to me in a trust fund.
Okay. Because I see a notation on the plans here that the remainder lands are to be developed, that access might be required from an internal road.
All I'm trying to do now is divide off the 3 lots in the front.
That's a delta required newt. It's an if newt.
Oh, it's an added newt?
If. It may be required.
If. Okay. I have no further questions, John.
All right, so Mr. Burton.
Did you say there was a shared entrance, or each one of these 3 would get?
No, lots. Let's see here.
2 of them are on 1, and 1 has its own.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots 8 and 9 have a combined, and lot 10 has a single access.
No further questions. Okay. All right. Mr. Lang?
No questions. What Mr. Joseph referenced was that when we do a minor subdivision in an area that's got agriculture activities, we require the agriculture deed reference that's quoted from our ordinance to be included in deed restrictions.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Go ahead.
All right, Mr. Katz?
I just want to make sure I understand. The residual lot is not going to be divided anymore? That's going to be, in essence, lot four?
Well, see, we don't own that. We sold the other land. The only thing we sold, I guess it was 25 acres, and we sold it with the, you know, speculation that the man could subdivide these three lots off. And so my son went over and done that, yeah. And the understanding I got when we sold it, that he would be building one house on that, you know, one house on that 25 acres. But like I say, I don't know what he's going to do, you know.
And that's already been divided off?
No, it's 25 acres. Yeah, yeah. In other words, it's 35.
Shouldn't this then be lot four, residual?
That's why it's advertised for four.
Oh, okay. Because I just... All right.
Three plus residual. Four. We got it. All right. Sorry.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Mr. Abbott?
No question.
Counsel?
No question, Dean.
I don't have any either. Looks like three lots to me.
Okay.
You gentlemen would take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Okay. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2006-60, Albert L. Joseph?
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
You have to come to the podium.
You have to come to the podium, though.
Just wanted to clarify.
You have to give your name.
You have to give your name.
Just for the record.
My name is Carol Johansson. I live on Road 72, Wooten Road.
Okay.
I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
My name is Carol Johansson.
Thank you.
We live on Wooten Road, Road 72. The three lots, are they going to be on Road 72? I haven't seen any plot plans.
Yes. Would you like a drawing?
Sure.
Okay. You can have that. You can take that with you if you like.
There to be stick-built house. Is there any minimum square footage?
We did not ask, but I will ask. I'll find out for you.
Okay. Okay, I'll try and look at this back there.
All right. Okay. Mr. Joseph, do we have a minimum square footage in mind for your homes?
I think it was 1,700 square foot.
Okay.
Just for the record, since he's back there, so to reflect that he stated that it was 1,700 square feet in size.
Okay.
I don't think the microphone...
I understand. I know I didn't pick him up. Okay. But the applicant stated that it was 1,700 square feet. Because anyone else like to speak in favor?
Can I ask a question on that 1,700 square foot?
You may.
Is that the living space exclusive of the garage?
Yes.
Porches, basically living? Okay. Been answered that is living, the 1,700 square foot is living space.
Okay. Good. Next time, don't go so far away. Okay, is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2006-60? You have another question. You got to come up here, give us your name, and I normally don't let people do this, but you know what? I can tell that you're genuinely interested in what's going on, so go ahead.
Did I miss the answer to my question, looking at the map, the square footage?
1,700 square feet.
Of living space.
Of living space is what the
man said. Of the garage.
Not including the garage, but living space, 1,700.
I was looking at that.
Okay, got it? All right. Okay, one more time. Anyone else want to speak in opposition? Okay.
I'm not speaking in opposition. I just have a question. My name is Eric Johansson.
Okay.
According to the way this is written up, it says we're talking about 31.33 acres into four lots.
Correct.
Didn't we just talk about three lots?
We talked about three and a residual. The residual land is lot number four.
So the whole of that is the number four lot. That's what we're saying. The whole 25
Correct.
Acres.
Correct.
I think it's 25 acres.
Yes.
Into four lots. But that doesn't tell us the amount of homes that we will be built on
one
that.
One house on each lot.
I think we're missing something. There's 33 acres, and we're talking about three parcels to be built on Wooten Road.
Correct.
Then there's the fourth parcel.
25 acres.
25 acres.
One house.
There's only going to be one house on that?
One house, unless somehow or another they come in and try to subdivide it again, which they got to go all the way through this again if they do. But as it stands, it'll be a lot by itself. It'll be one 25-acre lot, and according to the county ordinance, they're allowed to build one house.
What is that ordinance? Do you know the ordinance?
It's Chapter 99 of the county code, the subdivision code.
And the zoning regulation,
Chapter
115.
Chapter 115.
Oh, okay.
You know any more than you did before?
No. But I do understand how these lots are broken up now.
That's right.
Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, it's three lots, and then the leftover land is a lot. Yeah, is a lot.
Which means, just so you understand, sir, is that what they would have to do if they were going to put more than one house on that is they'd have to apply for a separate land use application, have more public hearings, everybody be notified.
So this will be going through.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not in opposition. I just need to be cleared up.
Same thing.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, sir. Anyone else? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.